Now let's talk about communications protocols for things like ATO, RSLS, and RTLS. ATO means abort to orbit, when the shuttle can still achieve a lower orbit in space on the two remaining engines running at about 105% of their capacity after performing a fuel dump, and RTLS means return to launch site. The ATO fuel dump would usually take place over a time period of 1 minute and 50 seconds. RSLS refers to the redundant set launch sequencer. NASA has had 5 of these aborts on the launch pad. STS-41D, STS-51F on 2 different occasions. The second failure of mission STS-51F was actually an ATO scenario. STS-51, STS-55, and STS-68. All 6 of these instances happened under computer control. AOA means abort once around, in which case the shuttle would perform one orbit and return to Earth to one of the transatlantic abort or TAL sites. What would have happened in the event that the shuttle crew would have had to perform, let's say, an RTLS or TAL maneuver? Would they have ended up landing at Edwards, White Sands, or Zaragoza? How would the communications team decide which landing site to give the shuttle crew? The answers to these questions lies within several factors having to do with safety issues, such as if continuing the mission would place the crew in danger, how high in altitude, and how far downrange the shuttle is at specific time intervals. Each emergency landing site has certain re-entry windows, just as each launch has certain windows of time with which to launch or scrub the mission. NASA has never had a return to launch site scenario, but has had a few scrubs just after main engine start. Let's give a listen to each of these actual events as they unfolded.
T-minus 31 seconds. We have a go for auto sequence start. Discovery's 4 redundant computers now taking over primary control of critical vehicle functions through liftoff. T-minus 15 seconds and counting. 10. We have a go for main engine start. 7, 6, 5. We have main engine start. We have a cutoff.
NTD, we have an RSLS abort.
We have an abort by the onboard computers of the orbiter discovery.
APD, verify the pick monitor, SRM, and ignition is safe.
APD, verify that.
Thanks. Break. TLS shows engine 1, not shut down. Okay, TLT. CSME,
verify
engine 1.
Want to shut down engine 1?
We did not show engine start on 1. OTC, CCME, I can verify push shut down and engine 1.
Okay.
We said start prep engine 1.
Okay, are all engines shut down? Can you verify that?
We can now verify all 3 engines have been shut down.
All engines shut down.
We have red lights on engines 2 and 3 in the cockpit, not on 1.
Alright, CSME, verify engine 1, safe for APUs now.
If I can verify that.
OTC, GPE, go for APU shutdown.
Okay, OTLT, performing APU shutdown for the checklist.
Orbiter test conductor informing pilot coach to shut off
OTC
the auxiliary power units, which provide the hydraulic power to the orbiter.
Okay, you want the GBC 5 to halt?
Say again, OTC.
The launch team going through the process of safing vehicle systems and the launch pad to put everything back in the safe configuration. We have heard no word at this point as to what the reason for the main engine cutoff, what that reason was.
Frank, this is P.
Engineer Gene Thomas reporting to the NASA test director that everything looks in good shape now, that the vehicle has been put back into a safe configuration.
Okay, FDLT, can you verify? You shut down complete.
Right, TLS safety complete.
Okay, copy that.
TLS safety complete.
Booster heaters are off. T-minus 30 seconds.
Sequence start. 25.
Standing by to activate the sound suppression water system in 5 seconds.
15.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7. Go for main engine start. 3 main engines up and burning. 3. We have a cutoff.
Pass the BFS at 101, LDB shows 1. PTE assist to EE, perform RSL support. CDR station is in progress. I copy CDR entity panel 06.
And the main engine cutoff.
CDR entity panel 06, CTC mode 5.
Safing in work.
Touch them, coming in work.
NATD GLS, mission subjects are safe. All three engines are showing post-shutdown standby. Or go for orbiter HP shutdown with no MPS fire detectors tripped.
Orbiter access arm now back in position.
Copy CDR, PLP entity, perform APU shutdown.
APU shutdowns in work.
CMPLC lock verifies lock bleed path.
CMPL verifies bleed path established and heat shield water is on. Lock verifies.
Discovery is now in the safe configuration. Crew is in no danger.
MPS copies in work.
CMPL, fire detector status.
CMPL, no fire detector trip.
CGLS, still no fire detectors on your screen.
That's correct, and our primary safety is complete. We're go for transition to G9.
I copy. MPL, water daily is still on.
Water is on.
GLHY, leak detector status.
Turbo, this is fire room 1. Will you get us the TSM ratings as soon as you can?
CLHY, leak detector status.
NTD, keep problem.
No fires.
Copy. CGSS, verify OA extended, locked up, and report status of emergency egress, temp, and flame detectors.
Verify OA extended, locked, and no indications of fire on egress route.
Copy. All personnel of NTD and RSL support has occurred. Preliminary session is complete. All systems standby for post-abort safety check on page 944. Performing post-abort safety check, all systems verified by sub-step number, CISL.
ISL verify 1.
DPS.
DPS verify 2.
CCME.
CCME verify 3.
CSME.
CSME verifies 4 and 5.
MPL.
CMPL verifies 6 and 7.
CLHY.
LHY verifies 8, 9, and 10.
CLOC.
CLOC verifies 11, 12.
CHD.
HD verifies 13 and 14.
CGSS.
CGSS verifies 15.
APU.
APU verifies 16.
CBHY.
CBHY verifies 17.
EPD.
EPD verifies 18 and 19.
OOS.
OOS verifies 20.
CBRS.
CBRS verifies 21.
All personnel post abort safety checks are complete. Proceed to recycle control sequence 18 on page 1045.
Verification that the space shuttle is safe. We have no indication of any fires in the aft area.
Perform the recycle.
We have a go for auto sequence start. Challenger's 4 redundant computers now have primary control of critical vehicle functions. Minus 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
Everything is go. T-minus 12. T-minus 10. We have go for engine start. T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition and liftoff. We have liftoff of Challenger in Space Lab 2. The shuttle has cleared the tower.
Tower clear.
Roll program initiated. Houston now controlling. They'll be throttling down to 65% throttles on their main engines. Now throttling down. Velocity now 1,000 feet per second. Distance downrange 2 nautical miles. Altitude 4.1.
Challenger, Houston, you're go at throttle up.
Engine is now back up to 104%. Three good APUs, three good fuel cells on Challenger. 1 minute, 30 seconds. Velocity now 3,200 feet per second. The rate of climb 2,000 feet per second.
That call a precursor to SRB separation. Standing by for SRB set. Good SRB set confirmed. 2 minutes, 22 seconds now at 4,500 feet per second in velocity.
One second.
5 minutes, 5 seconds, mission lapse time. Now 214.
Stand by for press to ATO.
Challenger, Houston, press to ATO.
That call tells the crew that they should be ready to dump any fuel should an engine go down any time in the next 45 seconds. ATO stands for abort to orbit should that be necessary. APUs reported looking good, three fuel cells up and running. 5 minutes, 36 seconds. Altitude 58 nautical miles, distance downrange 275 nautical miles, velocity 11,000 feet per second.
Fleet copy, stand by.
Flight Fido, abort ATO.
Abort ATO.
Challenger Houston, abort ATO.
Abort ATO. Mission Control Houston, we have a center engine down on the Challenger. The crew has been instructed to abort to orbit. Center engine down and stable. The two engines are up and running and they're stable. The center engine is down. Crew has been instructed to abort to orbit. We're now at 6 minutes, 27 seconds, mission elapsed time. Altitude 58 nautical miles, the distance downrange 375 nautical miles, velocity 13,000 feet per second. Again, we're in an abort to orbit case. We have two engines up and running, one engine down. Three APUs good, fuel cells also look good.
Challenger, Houston, single engine tail capability.
That's your single engine tail.
Roger that, and main engine limits to enable, Gordo.
Okay.
Main engine cutoff time now at an MET of 9 minutes, 41 seconds. Crew can still get to Zaragoza should they lose another engine. However, we still have two stable space shuttle main engines. Center engine is down, however, and they've been instructed to this point to abort to orbit. Fair velocity now 15,700 feet per second. Altitude 56 nautical miles, distance downrange 546 nautical miles. MET now 7 minutes 55 seconds. Again, we have two main engines up and running at 104%. Center engine is down. Crew is aborting to orbit.
About a minute and 50 seconds of dump time. Can you confirm?
Challenger, Houston, look like a good dump. That's about the right time.
That fuel dump necessary to achieve proper main engine cutoff constraints for this case.
expected to go inhibited. I know we're single engine capability.
Are we past tau, madam?
Yes, we are, Flint. Limits to inhibit.
Challenger, Houston, main engine limits to inhibit.
Okay, inhibit.
We'll keep a good close eye on it.
Okay, which deuces are you having trouble with?
It's the fuel turbine tent. That's what shut down the center. We've lost another one on the right engine. The A sensor's looking good.
3 nautical miles, distance downrange, 789 nautical miles. Velocity now 21,969 feet per second. Still running at 104% on our main engines, two main engines that are remaining. Center engine is down. Mission Control, Houston, MECO confirmed.
We copy and we're looking at it, Gordo.
Confirm ET set.
Challenger, Houston will confirm no Ohms 1 required, APUs off on time.
Columbia's vent doors are configured for launch. T-minus 15, and we're coming up on a go for main engine start.
Yes.
Seven, six, five, four, and we have a main engine shutdown at T-minus 3 seconds. We have a redundant set log sequencer aboard. And Columbia is now being saved.
Obviously a problem on board with the shuttle Columbia. Everything has gone smoothly up to this point, but just as the engines were getting ready to fire, they shut down. Let's listen in for just a moment. What we're seeing right now is the retractable arm coming back so that the crew can get out of the shuttle. You can see the shuttle hatch right there. Let's listen in for just a second.
Power units, the engines are safe, and Columbia is being placed in a safe configuration.
That is Launch Director Bob Seek there in the middle.
Send down APUs. And see him here and see that if I like to see that as established.
Coming up for a go for auto sequence start. We have a go for auto sequence start. Endeavor's onboard computers have primary control of all the vehicle's critical functions. T-minus 20. T-minus 15 seconds. 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. We have a go for main engine start. We have three main engines running. 3, 2, 1. And have main engine cut off.
GLS
safing is in progress.
TAS 101, DFS loaded 102, LDB shows 1. It is EFD, 4 marks are aboard. GLS safing is in progress. Copy, launch 10, that's page 909.
We have a cutoff of the main engines. The countdown clock has stopped.
CDR, perform DFS safing. And NTD, GLS safing is inward. Ignition septics are safe. All engines are in place shutdown standby. GLS is go for orbiter APU shutdown. And we have no MPS fire detectors tripped at this time. Copy. CMD, LDA, your water.
Station.
Water is on. Go ahead, CDR.
UFO sighting is complete.
JBFX, have you terminated your launch cooling sprays? PLT, perform APU shutdown.
APU shutdown's at work.
CMPL, CLOX, verify LOX bleed path is established.
CMPL, can verify.
CLOX, verify. CMPS, third LH2 topping and line drain, sequence 29. DLS, fire detector status.
The MBS fire detector's word trip and our primary staging is complete. We're go for transition to G9.
MPL, fire and leak detectors. Step 31.
We look good. On green.
All right, copy.
Let's go to NASA recordings of communications taking place at the Kennedy Space Center and JSC in Houston, Texas, just prior to and during liftoff of Atlantis on the final mission STS-135. The final call to the shuttle from JSC as they reach orbit will be go for the plus X and go for the pitch. This happens just after the shuttle separates from the external fuel tank. Plus X is a burn maneuver, and the pitch helps the shuttle on its proper course to the planned orbit, which was usually 136 by 36.
Buddy, come.
How are we doing on cabin leak checks?
They're pressurized the cabin. About to pull the probe here. Looks like they're doing it now, so we're working our way through it.
Copy.
Flight GC.
Go.
We had good death source checks. We can give them a sequence 912.
912, thank you.
Yes.
Cabin pressure integrity checks. We've got a good check, and we're going to be starting to vent it in about 5 minutes.
Copy that. Thank you.
Got to go for water spray boiler GN2 supply activation per your checklist.
That's verified.
Okay, thank you.
CDR, I'm clear.
MF1, MF2.
Atlantis Houston, we read you all loud and clear, and we are ready now for updates. The first one is your altimeter setting on page 1-10, and that setting is 29.96.
Okay, Butch, we have P996.
That's a good read back, Atlantis. The next update is on flipbook, page 2-4.
All right, ready to copy.
All right, your no-com mode boundaries updates are pressed to ATO 104 or 10.5. Your single engine ops 3109, we're going to leave at 12.3. Press to MECO 104, 14.4. Single engine press 104 will be 17.4.
Oh, QC3.
Go ahead.
I can use steps 931 through 934. Mech pre-flight evaluation complete, no mech failures.
Copy that, thank you.
We're getting close, folks. What I want to do is I want to get the go-no-go from a systems perspective early, and I'll get that done, and then that will allow us to just focus on the weather as we walk in closer. So expect a go-no-go in the next 10 or 15 minutes.
I'd like to say that it's been an honor. Thank you for everything, for representing this fine, magnificent team that is KSC. We thank you. And as I leave this flight room today, turn over my flight crew to you. I ask that you please return them to the good Mother Earth. Godspeed to all. OBCC off the net.
Thank you, my friend. You've done a great job for all these years.
Stay with us and stay with Travis.
Okay, any updates to our launch window and or lock strain back hold times today?
No updates, flight. No updates.
All right, very good. And let's see, OTC, TBC, PTC, LPS, MILA, STM, safety, SPE, LRD, SRO, CDR, and CGLS. We have our final launch window has been selected, and we are going with our preferred time, and that does move our launch window T0 time to 15:26:46 GMT. And that window will close at the same 15:31:19 GMT
with a window length of 4 minutes and 33 seconds.
Constraints listed as for our lock pump. The guys are struggling a little bit.
The potential that there would be light precip if we ended up in an RTLS, they've looked at that. Chances of thunder showers are very low, and they believe that's an acceptable risk. We have plenty of energy. We only need one end of the runway on the RTLS. I think we got some sound rationale here to take that waiver on the RTLS. So with that, we are clear, network and no issues. You're good to launch.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. And Fergie, you heard those words, so we'll get you going here shortly. Good luck, guys.
Mark, T-minus 9 minutes and counting. TLS auto sequence has been initiated.
Improvement you have contributed to on Earth. Have an excellent mission and Godspeed.
Fantastic words, Roberta. Thank you very much. Great to your team. Thank you, sir.
Okay, CONUS weather, let's keep going. What region of the atmosphere would you say that we need to focus that is going to be on top of the SLF roughly at RTLS time? So we're talking roughly an hour from now. And if you can use your cursor, that will help.
Okay, stand by. Let me get the video switched.
TLT, OTC, perform APU start. CDR, OTC, reconfigure heater.
That's in work. That's in work.
TLS is go for ET, LH2 pressurization.
Flight booster, three engines ready.
Copy, three ready.
Clock will hold at T-minus 31 seconds due to a failure.
Fido, flight, we're holding at 31. Fido copies.
The GOX retract switches.
The run-on set is holding.
NNTDSP, go ahead. Yes, sir, we need to go do the
verification for the SPC flight. Okay, GC, go ahead and make sure that we have a good clock coming.
Working on a flight.
All right, and SPE. And NTD SPE concurs, they satisfy the requirements of GSC 13 pre-planned contingency IM go.
Okay, I copy. And launch director.
Yes, sir, I heard all that and concur. Press on.
Got my mark. 3, 2, 1, mark. TLS says go for auto sequence start.
Redundant set is counting.
Copy.
25 seconds. 20. 15.
All vents open.
10 seconds.
Copy
TLS
vents.
Is go for main engine start.
Liftoff confirmed.
Copy liftoff.
Approve around Houston.
Roger roll, Atlantis.
Guidance sees a roll.
Good roll maneuver.
Copy, good roll.
On PDO.
Atlantis, go at throttle up, no action, DPDT.
Go with throttle up, no action on DPDT.
Yeah, Atlantis, we think it's cabin stretch.
Econ FES.
Good FES.
Negative return.
Atlantis, negative return.
Prop, everything was good with ohms assist shutdown.
Single engine ops 3.
Single engine Zaragoza 104.
Atlantis, single engine Zaragoza 104.
Mako, Mako confirmed.
Copy, Mako.
Flight Fido, nominal Mako, ohms 1, not required.
Copy, nominal Mako. How about ohms 2 TIG, Fido? I'll take a preliminary.
37 minutes flight.
Thanks.
ET set.
Copy. Folks, we're going to be in the post ohms 1 pages.
By GNC, the pitch is complete.
Copy that.
Now, going back in time to the first shuttle launch on April 12, 1981, with Shuttle Columbia. We start at just about the 5-minute mark as the orbiter access arm is being retracted. We don't hear any communications taking place. The NASA press communications agent is doing the narration for the first shuttle launch.
The first radio transmission we hear comes from Columbia in flight as they reach just over Mach 4. Just after SRB, that's solid rocket booster separation, Mission Control confirms with Columbia that they are now too high in altitude to use ejection seats. And then we hear that the next calls to come from Mission Control will be a bit early because Columbia's speed and altitude are a bit higher than what Mission Control and NASA engineers expected at that time in the flight.
Coming up on the 5-minute point, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark, T-minus 5 minutes and counting. We have had a go for APU start. APU start is in work. This is a start sequence. The final chase plane has taken off from Patrick Air Force Base. T-minus 4 minutes, 42 seconds and counting. T-minus 4 minutes, 30 seconds, and counting. Once we get the APU start, we have a total of 12 minutes of hydrazine supply for running the APUs prior to a liftoff. Everything going very smoothly in this count. The APU start is complete. T-minus 4 minutes, 10 seconds, and counting. As preparation for main engine ignition, the main fuel valve heaters have been turned off. T-minus 3 minutes, 57 seconds and counting. The final helium purge on the shuttle main engine has been started in preparation for engine start. The liquid oxygen replenish system has been turned off in preparation for pressurization of the tanks for the launch. T-minus 3 minutes, 35 seconds and counting. The Elevon speed brake and rudder are being moved through a pre-programmed pattern to assure that they'll be ready for use in flight. T-minus 3 minutes, 20 seconds and counting. The shuttle is now on internal power. However, the fuel cells are still receiving their fuels from the ground support system for one more additional minute. Coming up on T-minus 3 minutes, T-minus 3 minutes, and counting. The engine gimbal or movement check is underway to assure they're ready for flight control. T-minus 2 minutes, 52 seconds, the LOX valve on the external tank has been closed and pressurization has begun. After the tank is pressurized, the hold capability is limited to 3 minutes, 36 seconds. T-minus 2 minutes, 40 seconds, and counting. The fuel cell ground supply of oxygen and hydrogen has been terminated, and the vehicle is using its onboard supply. T-minus 2 minutes, 25 seconds, and counting. T-minus 2 minutes, 15 seconds. The pressure in the LOX tank is at flight pressure. Coming up on just 2 minutes away from launch. T-minus 2 minutes, mark, and counting. The liquid hydrogen vent valve has been closed and flight pressurization is underway. T-minus 1 minute, 50 seconds, and counting. Chuck Hannon has just said, smooth sailing, baby, to astronauts John Young and Bob Crippen. T-minus 1 minute, 35 seconds, and counting. T-minus 1 minute, 20 seconds, and counting. We can see the purges of the main engines as we prepare for ignition. T-minus 1 minute, 10 seconds, and counting. Liquid hydrogen tank is at flight pressure. T-minus 1 minute, mark, and counting. The firing system for the sound suppression water will be armed in just a couple seconds from now. It has been armed. T-minus 45 seconds and counting. T-minus 40 seconds and counting. The development flight instrumentation recorders are on. T-minus 35 seconds. We're just a few seconds away from switching to the redundant sense sequencer. T-minus 27 seconds. We have gone for redundant set sequencer start. T-minus 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15, 14, 13, T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. We've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start. America's first space shuttle. And the shuttle has cleared the tower.
Columbia, Houston, you're go at throttle up.
Roger, go at throttle up.
Roger, Columbia on the nice ride. You're lofting a little bit, so it'll probably be slightly high at staging.
1 minute 45 seconds coming up on go.
Columbia, you're negative seats.
That call up says Columbia, the altitude is too high for ejection seat use.
Mark. Columbia, you're go for SRB step.
2 minutes 4 seconds, standing by for SRB step confirmation.
Roger on the SIP, Columbia.
Mark, 2 minutes 20 seconds. Confirm solid rocket booster SIP.
Check on initiate.
Mark, 2 minutes 30 seconds. Onboard guidance is converging as programmed. Columbia is now steering for its precise window in space for main engine cutoff. Mark, 2 minutes 40 seconds. Columbia now 39 nautical miles in altitude, 42 nautical miles downrange. Mark, 2 minutes 50 seconds. Columbia,
you're looking a little hot. All your calls will be a little early.
Okay.
Columbia now has two engine rotor capability.
Good here.
Mark, 3 minutes. Young and Crip and Rayleigh moving out. Now velocity now reading 6,200 feet per second. Mark, 3 minutes 15 seconds. Columbia now 51 nautical miles in altitude, 66 nautical miles downrange. Velocity now reading 6,500 feet per second. Mark, 3 minutes 30 seconds. Columbia now 55 nautical miles in altitude, 78 nautical miles downrange. Mark, 3 minutes 40 seconds, standing by for a return status check and mission control by Flight Director Neil Hutchinson. Columbia given a green to continue. Mark, 3 minutes 55 seconds, standing by for a press to MECO, which says Columbia Should lose one engine.
Columbia, press standby. Press to Miko.
Columbia continues flying forward, coming up on negative return.
Press for Miko.
Roger, press for Miko.
Mark, 4 minutes 8.
Columbia, standby for negative return. Mark, negative return. And your revamp is good.
Mark, 4 minutes 25. 5 seconds with that.
We can confirm it.
With that call up from Capcom. Capcom, Brandon Stein, Columbia now committed to space travel. Young and Crippen can no longer turn around and return to the launch site.
Columbia, Houston, we're showing both Ohm's PC transducers off scale high.
Mark, 4 minutes 45 seconds. The flash evaporator is activated on board to cool Columbia.
Roger, setting off scale low here.
Roger, standby. We'll keep an eye on it.
Mark, 4 minutes 56 seconds. Columbia is lofting early in the second stage, is now being taken out of the trajectory as programmed. Columbia now 74 nautical miles in altitude, 181 nautical miles.
Nominal there, man. What a view, what a view.
Glad you're enjoying it.
Mark, 5 minutes 15 seconds. Columbia now 75 nautical miles in altitude, 202 nautical miles downrange. Velocity now reading 11,000 feet per second. A status check in mission control by Flight Director Neil Hutchinson.
Columbia, Houston, you're go at 5:30. Miko, 8 plus 3, 4.
Mark, 5 minutes 40 seconds. That call up from Capcom. Brandon Stein says that Columbia's trajectory, navigation, and engine performance look good.
Columbia, reading you loud and clear.
Okay, you're clear, a little weak.
Astronauts aboard Columbia's maiden voyage and the first ever shuttle launch in history were John Young and Bob Crippen. Bob Crippen was awarded the Congressional Space Medal of Honor for this flight, the highest award to ever be bestowed upon any American astronaut. John Young earned his place as commander aboard Columbia Mission STS-1 due to his prior space experience after having piloted three different types of spacecraft. Bob Crippen had this to say about John Young. If you want to go into space for the first time on a new vehicle that's never been flown, you want to go with a pro, and John certainly is a pro. In return for that vote of confidence, John had this to say about working with Bob Crippen. I was really lucky to have Bob Crippen with me because he knew all the software end to end. He was a swell fellow and really smart about the vehicle.
One of the more annoying yet humorous aspects of the STS-1 mission aboard Columbia happened 2 days into the storied adventure when the waste management facility, astronaut bathroom, malfunctioned. Crippen was said to have chuckled as he told his story, then said, "But John and I dealt with it." Here are the STS-1 Columbia first flight mission stats. The launch pad was 39A. The mission was launched on April 12, 1981 at 7 a.m. and 3 seconds Eastern Standard Time. The launch weight was 219,258 pounds. The landing site was Edwards Air Force Base in California. This landing happened on April 14, 1981 at 10:20 a.m. and 57 seconds. PST, that's Pacific Standard Time. The runway number was 23. The rollout distance was 8,993 feet. The rollout time was 60 seconds at 37 revolutions. The mission duration was 2 days, 6 hours, 20 minutes, and 53 seconds. They returned to the Kennedy Space Center on April 28, 1981. The orbit altitude was 166 nautical miles. The orbit inclination was 40.3 degrees. The miles traveled numbered 1.74 million.